This is Scott Perguin at KSOW in Cottage Grove. We're checking back in with Al Zappala of Gold Star Families for Peace. As anybody who listens knows, Al is in Washington, D.C. It is now Sunday, the 25th of September, the day after the big mobilization, at least the Saturday March part of it and other events. How are you doing, Al?
Good, good.
A long introduction there. I'm sorry, you probably thought I was going to just keep going and going and going. where are we at now? Boy, it's already 5 p.m. on Sunday there in Washington, D.C. Boy, I know there's a lot of people. Me, I am at the head of the list wanting to know how things went for you yesterday with all of the things that were occurring in Washington, D.C.
Well, of course, yesterday was the big demonstration. Mm-hmm. And this is what... You know, everything was coming to was this September 24th, our whole northern tour, well, all three of our bus tours are headed for Washington for this demonstration. We've been talking it up. I didn't get a, you know, on the ground there where we were, it's hard to know how many people showed.
Right.
I don't know, Washington Post, the police chief talked. That it probably could have been 150,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they usually lowball it, and then the organizers usually highball it.
Right, yeah.
So they said like 300, so, mm-hmm. You know, I don't know.
I know it's impossible to know that.
Maybe a couple hundred thousand showed this year. I think the organizers were talking 100,000, so it's good that they... sort of double what they thought that they would get.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I know it was a long day's events. They said something like 11 hours of different things that were going on. Can you comment just on how the how it felt to you, the energy level or whatever, you know, the impression, I guess, whatever you have, your impressions of what you participated in?
Well, it was a long day. We sort of got to the, we went to the encampment early. I guess we got there by 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of milled around there, and then there was some, I don't know, I don't think it was as organized as some of the demonstrations I've been to, and
mm-hmm.
It was sort of late getting off. So there was a lot standing around, and there was, like, who was going to be in front. We were supposed to be, Gold Star Families were supposed to be pretty close to the front.
Mm-hmm.
That didn't work out, which was fine, you know, but it's just like this decision-making process seemed to take forever, and what happened is people just sort of crowded into the streets ahead of us, and it was, like, hard to get through.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like these really long delays. But then once the march started, it was okay. It was like the energy level was pretty high, and, you know, the weather held up. The day before, it was, like, really very hot and humid. Yesterday was sort of cool and, you know, no sun, which was good. Sort of rained a little bit, but not a whole lot to really wet you down, so... It was fine,
mm-hmm.
And it was good to see, you know, so many people all energized. Of course, we hope they take that energy back to their communities and
mm-hmm.
do some good peace work with it.
Yes, yes. That's really the key to this, isn't it?
Yeah, that's really the key, yeah. It's really a... September 24th is not a, you know, should not be an end-all. It should be the beginning, really.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear about any of the demonstrations out on the coast?
I've heard a little bit. What I picked up in a couple of media sources, you know, that San Francisco, what I saw, they were saying 15,000. I think that would be the police estimate. So I don't know what the organizers are saying. Hmm. We had ours in Eugene. We had excellent energy. It was really a great event. We had 2,000 people there. I think 2,000, but the same situation you're talking about, obviously in a much smaller scale. You're in the middle of it. It's hard to know. It's just more of a comparison to other times you've done something similar, and what does this one feel like, and that. And So that was good. I haven't heard anything from Seattle at this point, so I'm not really sure. I'm sure it happened, and it was probably quite a few people, but I don't know. Maybe you're in the same place. I find myself after yesterday, I'm in a very reflective kind of place personally, thinking about, okay, like we said, this is just, it's another beginning, and what will really tell the tale of September 24th is what we do with it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. You know, unfortunately, that doesn't mean we get to rest very often, but it's always moving forward. So were you able to stick through the whole thing? I know there was some music that was going on and all kinds of other things that were happening all the way into the evening, I imagine.
Well, you know, we made the whole march. There was a point where you could sort of cut off, because people were tired and some people did cut off.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm here, yeah.
So we made the whole march, and the thing is, it got started late, and I don't think it was over till after 4.
Oh, really?
And it was supposed to be like a concert that started at 2, but then the march wasn't over till after 4.
Huh.
And I went around the concert area. I kind of went back to the encampment, then I sort of walked over to the concert area, but I... who was it? Veterans for Peace had a tent up, and I just kind of stayed in there for a while. And then, I didn't really do much last night.
Mm-hmm.
And we sort of went back to the hotel, and the Military Family Speak Out, who a member of, had a little hospitality thing going after the march.
Okay.
It was really pretty much hanging with my own people, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Last night. And today we had a meeting with the Military Family Speak Out and talk about things. And
mm-hmm.
What went right and what went wrong and what we want to, what we want to do in the future.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the same thing. We had a meeting this afternoon with the Gold Star Families for Peace.
Similar process, I imagine.
The same kind of process. And pretty much I'm supposed to go to an interfaith service tonight.
Mm-hmm. And that's at your...
I'm not sure what that's all about.
Okay. And that is at your Camp Casey, what you call Camp Casey in Washington, right?
That's right.
That's at the encampment that you set up? Is that correct, or is that somewhere else?
You know what? Maybe it is. You may know more about it than me. I don't know.
That's from the website. That's what I'm getting that from the website.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're letting me know.
Well, I'm calling you just to let you know what you need to do now.
I guess, like I think I told you before, I've been so used to being led, on this tour that I...
Right.
People just tell me where to go and I show up.
Right. Well, I tell you what, why don't you go tomorrow, go out and do some more congressional visits? Is that what you're doing tomorrow on Monday? I think there's other things happening, I know.
Yeah, I think that's what we'll do. We'll probably do that. And then there's some talk about some civil disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how, if I'm going to do that or not.
Okay.
But, it might. I don't know. We'll see. At one point, I was gonna go back to Philly today.
Uh-huh.
Meetings, but I decided to stay. So.
All right. Okay. And is your whole family there with you still?
Yeah. Some of them are going back tonight.
Okay.
My sons are going back tonight.
Okay.
My wife is with me. Yeah, so we're going to stay.
All right, very good. Well, it continues, obviously, and it sounds like tomorrow is on another level, another big day of things that could be happening in Washington, D.C.
I haven't been back home since the 2nd of September, so that'll be... It's strange.
And you're not that far from home right now, are you? I mean, that's got to be kind of odd.
It's a good 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
So 2.5, 3.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah.
Well, I'm sure it will be good to get home. And, you know, what I'm hoping is, again, I told you I'm in this reflective mood after yesterday, but I'm hoping that one thing the peace movement will learn from the valuable input that you all have done with this tour is the need, the desperate need, really, for us to get out and start talking to people other than just organizing things for ourselves. You know, where we bring the same people together and we learn more and get more outraged. But we need to figure out ways to go out and talk to the people, like you all have done on this tour in many places, that don't necessarily agree with us. Obviously, we really want to get to the people that are sitting on the fence and start to get the feeling that this something's just not right here. And we want to be able to reach them in a, you know, as gentle a way as possible and help move them along. So anyway, that's my bit.
You know, there's some serious talk. I don't know if it's... you know, really going to happen, but it might. They're talking about a West Coast tour.
Right.
You know, because you guys, you know, we've never got out to the West Coast.
I think that would be good, and I think that it would be especially good if we can all together develop a real clear focus for it, what we're trying to do with it, you know, that we are, that there's a sense that people like myself and others in small and large communities are actually going out and using it as a tool to bring new people into the various events and whatever.
Well, you know, on the tour, I guess the crowd, you know, the same crowds are enthusiastic is one thing, but I think it's also meaningful that I just met a lot of committed people. You know, I think that's what you need is commitment. And, it's just gratifying for me to see that.
Right. Yeah. Well, I really feel after, with all the time I've been talking to folks like yourself and folks like the DeFords who are from Oregon, also Gold Star family, Karen Meredith, you know, I could go on and on, that it feels like this is something that those of us who have not specifically sacrificed in this particular war owe it. I really feel like I owe it to all of you to kind of step up the effort and clarify the effort, not just start doing more activity, but get real, do some good thinking about what's the best way to go about this and move this thing forward.
Yeah. I just was in a meeting with the DeFords and Karen Meredith just
a
half hour ago.
Well, that would have been great to be there, I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry if I'm just you find yourself getting preached at by me. You don't need that. it is Sunday. It's time for preaching, isn't it? All right. Well, Al, have a great Sunday. It sounds like maybe you're getting a chance. Well, you're going to a lot of meetings, but hopefully a little chance to relax a little bit.
Yeah. And, I think it'll be a slower pace for a change.
Okay. Very good. And I do hope that you get yourself to home here pretty soon.
Yeah.
Okay. And then again, you know, I may talk to you before you actually leave Washington, D.C., perhaps tomorrow.
Okay.
See how things go. And well, what can I say? Thank you.
Okay. Yeah.
Say hi to your family, please. And
okay, I will, Scott.
And
it's been nice talking to you all this time.
Yes.
With the updates and everything. And you know, if you get a chance, you give me a call tomorrow. I don't know how much info I'll have.
Okay.
Really, today it was just meetings. Like I said, there's nothing to really report.
Yeah, it'd probably be good. If I call you, it'd probably be tomorrow night, just to so can get a sense. Now, do I need to have the number for the jail then, if I'm in a...
Yeah, wonderful. I don't know.
Cell phone, a whole new meaning for cell phone, yes. Okay, well, take care, be safe, and hey, just hang in there.
Okay, Scott.
Okay, take care, Al.
I'll see you.
All right. Bye.
Bye.